Hard-living musician-songwriters are legendary, from country star Hank Williams to the seemingly eternal rockers of the Rolling Stones. 27-year-old rock and alt-country artist Ryan Adams looks the type. He showed up in NPR studios recently about midday, his sunglasses cockeyed, his hair disheveled, and a jacket sliding off one shoulder. He was frantically calling for more coffee to get him jump-started. Adams writes constantly. His unreleased songs could fill 4 CDs. He recently decided to release 13 of them on a recording that displays his debt to great rock songwriters of the past 4 decades. The story of the opening song on the album, Nuclear, reveals Adams as a person whose drive to create music often throws his life out of balance.
See, I believe that music is sort of belongs to this omniverse, this better than us thing, and that the actual art of turning it into something is a ritual. If it's ritual and God, and then I'm a holy man. I don't think it's special. I don't think that I'm like any more interesting than anybody else because I do it. I think that I just honestly, I write songs the way some people go to work or whatever because I like to.
What about Nuclear?
That song is about the minute that I met a good friend of mine that died.
It's about the minute you met her, not the minute
second,
she died.
The second I met her, 6'1", you know, crazy hair. She looked a lot like her mom. I grew up watching her mom's show on TV, but what, this punk version.
Can you tell us who it was?
No, but you can use your imagination.
What happened to her?
She got the cancer. We were dating, and she got the cancer, and she died.
This is where the summer ends. In a flash of pure destruction, no one wins. Going new.
Sounds to me like there are, when you listen to that song, you hear like 3 hooks in the first 90 seconds. There are at least three kind of different things that just catch you.
That's so
right away.
Great coming from you. Thank you.
What's going on there? I mean, are you building that consciously that way? Or
I guess that the point is to make something beautiful, and eventually you get used enough to the craft of songwriting that you might have a good idea about how to sort of build these things, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted to make it like every single part of the song was like another chorus. Mm-hmm. And All Returns, the very end of the song also sounds like a complete coda. It sounds like a chorus coda. And I just remember her being very smiley and very happy when she heard it. Sometimes things in life are just a little too beautiful and a little too perfect and a little too unbeknownst to you, of everybody else, all-encompassing and important to you, more than your job, more than your life, and you have to document those things. And I tend to find myself in those situations more than not, and I am damn appreciative that that happens to me. I have not lost my muse. In fact, I so much can't lose my muse that it wrecks my life more than it should.
How do you know where to start?
You weep. I think I couldn't write Nuclear for weeks. I think I lied in a bath at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel in L.A. for a week and just cried. I couldn't touch a guitar for forever. And then I healed up enough. I healed up a little bit, and then it all started happening again.
Can we go through the song, and you can explain to us what's going on?
Yeah. It said, in a flash of pure destruction, no one wins. It's going nuclear.
Going nuclear.
Violets in my eyelids going red.
Violets in my eyelids.
It's a sentimental geek. Shut up and go to sleep. Because after I met this person, I couldn't sleep. I just was very alarmed. You know, it said they combed the beach and the remains of the bathing suits and Porsches all in flames. Going nuclear. Going, I saw her and the Yankees lost to the Braves. it's funny. But at the end it says, give me an answer. Because I think at the time, I think we both might have been with people that we shouldn't have been with.
Is that a perfect song?
It's not a perfect song, no. I might be a sketch artist and not a painter.
I mean, when you read what people have written about you, people compare you to Neil Young, Graham Parsons.
Isn't that a shame?
You hear Van Morrison, Robbie Robertson.
What a shame.
Dylan. Does that thrill you or does that scare you?
You get On the Beach by Neil Young, and I think, I have got to learn more. I'm not done. I hear the Stanley Brothers or Laura Nero, and I go, I don't know anything.
Thanks a lot. Ryan Adams, his new album is titled Demolition.